The Osgood Files, sponsored by Angie's List. Get reviews you can trust and great discounts from service providers right in your own area. Coming up, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Most cars do a pretty good job of protecting you in a crash, but now, let's imagine the cars could instantly communicate with you when they sense danger.
All that time we spent on the remote control activator really reaped dividends, Robin.
Vehicles that can settle disputes among themselves. After this from Charlie. Ann Arbor, home of the University of Michigan, will become a real-world transportation laboratory. And if all goes well, a driving paradise, a world without road rage, because researchers working for the university and the Department of Transportation are equipping about 2,800 cars, trucks, and buses with wireless crash avoidance systems. The test vehicles will actually send signals to each other so that, for example, your car could signal you that the car ahead was slowing down even before its brake lights come on. At intersections, your car could gauge the speed of other cars and warn you that somebody was about to come barreling through without stopping. Peter Swetman is director of the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute.
With all this information flowing around, we can now start to operate traffic signals more efficiently or more safely.
Your car could just order ahead for a green light so you don't have to stop for no reason. Even though driving continues to get safer, last year more than 32,000 people died in car crashes. And Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood would like to change that.
Cars talking to cars is the future of motor safety. It opens the possibility of not just reducing the number of crashes, but preventing them altogether.
But of course, there's a lot more studying to be done, and high-tech safety is not going to completely replace low-tech safety.
Robin, you haven't fastened your safety back belt.
But within 10 years, crash avoidance technology could be as common as cup holders. And when that day comes, even if our drivers can't get along, at least our cars will. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.